Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer with you on WBEN. Hope everyone's having a nice one out there. I don't know, Joe, I opened the door. Well, first I got the, it happens like three times every winter where because it's so bright outside when it snows like that and there's snow covering everything, I like see that it's brighter outside the window and I wake up going like, ah! You know, thinking my alarm clock didn't go off because it's usually pitch black when we're out of here. I don't know if that happens to you.
Yeah, I was not expecting to see the snow as it was on the ground. But yeah, I got up. It was, you know, in the 3 o'clock hour and I said, geez, oh, yeah, it's just snow. But I was still surprised. You know, that's an extra, you got factor in an extra 10, 15 minutes to brush off the car. You know, the roads were not touched when I came to work. So, you know, you had to take it slow into work this morning.
Yeah, that is the luxury for me. Like, there's no extra time.
That's good.
On anything, because there's no one on the roads. It's just the road stinks to drive on.
Yeah.
But they're fine now. I mean, that's a big turnaround in like a few hours here. I think I can still go outside and cook tonight, as was the plan.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm looking out, I'm walking out the door, I'm thinking about 50 degrees.
No, that's tomorrow.
And you got all that snow coming. Anyways.
Tomorrow and Saturday, we are going to approach the record, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I guess.
I like.
Do we each get a ribbon if we break a record? I never really understood the record temperature on a specific day hype.
No, I just like that it's going to be warm.
Like if we hit it. The record, when we had the February, that was the coldest month. Like that was something like, okay, like that's an entire month of the year, we were just freezing.
Yep.
Or like if we have the hottest month, like, all right, now we got an extended period of time where like just one random day and it's only up against, like if it's the hottest day ever, or coldest day ever.
But it's that day.
Like ever. Like if we reach 100, like that'll be a big deal.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we're negative 50. Okay. But like, okay, it's only stacked up against this specific date. The rest, like, whatever.
Yeah, I just think it's going to be awesome. That's going to be warm. I like warm. I mean, I love Christmas. I like warm.
No.
Like I always said, it can be, I want a white Christmas. January 1st, give me 82. I'm ready for summer.
No. Then you need to move somewhere else.
No,
that's like
I'm
the,
good.
No, that's like the thing. Like, February's cold here. Like, I want the consistency is what I want. I am not looking forward to 60 degrees, mud all over the place in the backyard, like just all that junk that comes with it. More rain on the way.
I feel like I'm talking to Wilson from Home Alone, or from Home Improvement, because
we only see half of each other's face.
Yeah, just it's like talking to Wilson.
Yeah, all these monitors in the way. But like consistency is what I like. I don't like doing winter jacket to t-shirt to winter coat.
Well, that's when you will get the consistency, is mostly in the month of February. It's the most, I believe, the most consistent month of the season.
Yeah, freezing.
Yeah, but it's consistent.
It is consistent. December, like, we should be,
nah.
Come on, we should be throwing the 60s out the window. Anyways, we're talking about a little at the end of the show and a little bit earlier this morning, the favorite holiday specials. A few of you have chimed in with yours. Someone saying, how could you not love Frosty the Snowman? Today, this date in 1969, Frosty the Snowman first aired on CBS. It's not that I don't like it. I mean, it's fine. It's whatever. I just, compared to the Christmas classics.
Yes.
Which, what's a Christmas classic?
That was my, I wanted to know what you were calling a Christmas classic.
Like, to me, the Christmas classics, there now has to be, like, three different, there's two different Christmas classics.
Okay, yeah.
There's Christmas classics in the general sense, when you talk about, like the Santa Claus. That is now a classic.
Yeah, it was on last night.
Because that's been, what, 25 years? Over. Oh,
30 years.
Yeah. So 30 years, and like, so now that's in the realm of classics. But when I'm talking about the Christmas classics, you know what I'm talking. Like, it's Rudolph,
yeah.
Santa Claus coming to town, Year Without Santa, Frosty, you can throw Frosty Returns in there, The Grinch, Charlie Brown Christmas, and I know I'm leaving probably a few off that list, but it's those 7 to 10 shows,
yeah,
like made for TV specials, like they're not theatrical releases, that are the Little Drummer Boy. Someone put that out, like, thank you. So there's eight
from the early days of TV. Yeah, this is what
those are the Christmas classics,
yeah,
in my mind.
Yeah, Frosty also, I mean, technically not Christmas, right? It's a winter show.
Yeah, but you're only watching in Christmas.
I know.
Time.
I say that a lot about like Christmas songs, like Let It Snow. It's not really a Christmas song.
Yeah, but it is.
I know. But yeah, I think Frosty, like I said, I don't like Charlie Brown and Frosty. I mean, you can put
you not liking Charlie Brown, I think that's kind of nuts. Like Charlie Brown, like that's a classic.
It is. I am in the very minority of this. I don't like anything Charlie Brown. So to me, it's just, that's another Charlie Brown show.
Like the Frosty movie, like the problem with Frosty. And again, not to say it's like terrible or bad or anything. Like I'll put it on for my kids want to watch a Frosty.
Right.
Like, well, sure, yeah, absolutely, Frosty. It's one of the Christmas classics.
Yeah,
but it's definitely on the low end of that. Like it doesn't have the charm or appeal of like Rudolph, Little Drummer Boy, Santa's Coming to Town, like the stop motion. Like it's just an animated show. So it's just right. Like, all right, here's just an animated show. The story, Joe. Like, the story's, it's a pretty negative feeling throughout, right? Like, all right, it starts off like, okay, we got the magic snowman, and then, like, quickly turns into, all right, little girl away from home freezing with only a magical idiot of snow. Like, this Frosty's dumb in this movie, right? Like, that's his character. Like, trying to lead the way. And the only way, the two of them, this is a kids movie, the two of them cannot both be happy at the same time. They go into the greenhouse, Frosty will melt, and she'll be sad. They go outside, she will freeze to death. And by the way, they're all wearing like shorts.
Yeah.
In January.
It's like winter came to Los Angeles and they weren't ready to.
Yeah, like I don't understand that. And then at the end of the day, Frosty melts away, like, see ya.
And they all sing.
Yeah, like, there's nothing really happy about it throughout the, like, whole second half of the movie.
No. And then he returns.
And then Frosty returns later. I thought that was actually better than Frosty.
You know, the funny thing is, I know I watched it every year. I don't remember the premise.
You got the spray off snow. Right? No. Everyone's obsessed with, get rid of the snow. You don't have to shovel anymore. Here's a aerosol can. Which
I'll have to go back. I watched Frosty Returns every year as a kid. I don't remember that. I could act out Frosty the Snowman. Frosty Returns, I'm a little fuzzy on right now.
But like it's a Christmas classic. It's down at the bottom of the list.
Yes, but you would still put it on that class. You're not taking away its Christmas classic status.
No. Right. Yeah. It's there. It's part of the Christmas classics.
Now the other classics. Where's the cutoff for a Christmas classic?
So like that's what I'm trying to think. So like those are their category. Grinch, you got Charlie Brown, you have all the stop motion stuff, you have Frosty. Like that's,
like you said, the made for TV.
Those are the Christmas classics. Yeah. And then there's like a different category of classics.
Like Home Alone.
I guess. I don't really consider that a Christmas movie, I guess. But I don't know.
That's my favorite Christmas movie.
Yeah, it's more of a Christmas movie than like when people say Die Hard's a Christmas movie. Like, all right, cool.
I was going to say, we're going to get into that conversation.
Great argument to have. But like the Santa Claus, 30 years old. Like, the new Grinch with Jim Carrey, that's like 25 years old. That's kind of like in the realm of a classic Christmas movie now.
Great movie.
Like what else is, I'm trying to think of like other Christmas.
Elf? Is Elf a classic?
Sure. Yeah. That's been around for over 20 years. That's a classic Christmas movie you'll see all the time. A Christmas Story. Obviously. A Christmas Story is like, that to me is, when did that movie come out?
80-something.
Like, that is definitely, it's not part of the other stuff we were talking about.
That's the Charlie Brown Christmas on my movie list.
A theatrical.
Yeah, Christmas classic.
Yeah, the theatrical movies are in a separate category. You don't like A Christmas Story either?
No.
Why?
No. And my wife loves it.
It's the best one.
No. I mean, yeah, a lot of people say it is. It's not my cup of tea.
Why?
I just don't enjoy it. Again, I enjoy watching it because my wife likes it, so I will watch it with her. I am a decent person. I will watch it with her because she loves it. But it is not on my list. I like Christmas Vacation. I think is one of the
Christmas Vacation. That would be a classic.
Yeah, Christmas Vacation, Home Alone 1 and 2. I don't mess with 3. The Santa Claus. Elf. I mean, those are movies that we watch all year round. The Grinch with Jim Carrey, definitely up there.
I can't say I watch them all year round.
Christmas with the Cranks. I don't know if that might be too new to be a Christmas classic.
I don't know that one. Someone said that on the text board. I don't know it.
That's Tim Allen. That's a good one. Four Christmases, Vince Vaughn, Reese Witherspoon. Like, those are on my list.
Is that a...
Again, I don't know if that would be considered a classic. It's more of a rom-com classic that takes place in Christmas, but I like to watch that around the holiday time. Now, AMC, they are a little loose with what they call Christmas movies. They're doing all Christmas. They claim to be doing all Christmas movies. Last night, You've Got Mail was on. I'm sorry, I love that movie. That is not a Christmas movie. They're a little loose with the word Christmas movies all month long.
They probably do. White Christmas, Miracle on 34th Street. Those would be classics.
It's a Wonderful Life. Airs every Christmas Eve on NBC.
Is it Christmas Eve? I don't know why I was thinking New Year's Eve for some. Because
at the end they play Auld Lang Syne.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, I know it's a classic.
Is it only because it airs on Christmas Eve, though? Like that you'd put it?
I mean, it takes place the holiday season. You know, I mean, it does take place around December.
Is everything that takes place during Christmas time a Christmas movie now? Is that what we've gotten to?
I think that's what people say. I don't think it should be, but that's what people say. Again, it's probably why You've Got Mail was on. There's a scene around the holiday time.
Yeah, It's a Wonderful Life. Sure.
Yeah.
Christmas classic. Whatever. Jingle All the Way.
I love Jingle All the Way.
I don't think it's a classic.
No, I mean it's the same year as the Santa Claus, I believe, but
yeah. But it doesn't have the staying power.
No, I love it. Great movie. Jingle All the Way 2 kind of sucked, but the first one was good.
There you have there's the list. And then everything.
We've got to be forgetting something. Like
I'm sure we are.
The 90s pumped out a lot of good movies.
Did they?
Do we just think they're good because we were kids?
Has there been a new Christmas movie that's decent?
What do you say by new? 2010s?
Anything past the year 2000?
Elf.
Oh,
Christmas
is that,
with the Cranks.
Yeah, okay. Elf. Yeah. I haven't seen that one.
But, I mean, Elf really is the... If we don't count The Grinch, because that came out right in 2000, so you can claim that as a 90s movie. I think Elf is the classic of this millennium so far.
Scrooge, someone put... Oh, is this a Christmas... What version of A Christmas Story is the best one? Like, what version of The Christmas Story goes on the list? If you could only pick one. Like, The Scrooged with Bill Murray could be one. There's a million different... My son loves The Muppet... A Christmas Story. A Christmas Carol, sorry.
Yeah, okay.
My son loves The Muppet Christmas Carol.
That's a good one.
Because he loves who are the old guy, Waldorf and I forget the two old guys. He loves that they played the two Marleys, the ghosts. He loves the ghosts.
They didn't redo it. This is the one that we would watch when we were kids, right? Muppets.
Yeah,
I had it on VHS.
We got the DVD yesterday. You could choose full screen or widescreen. That's how old the media is that we're choosing from. But like, that's a really good one. What's your favorite? There's a lot of. I enjoy, if I'm going to sit down and watch a Christmas movie, I'll have A Christmas Story on, like, when they do the marathon at some point, like, that'll be on the TV.
Yep.
I'll watch with my kids, whatever Christmas movie, but if I were to ever sit down myself and watch a Christmas movie, because it's not going to happen most of the time, it would probably be some version of A Christmas Carol that's on TV. And I probably do that at least once a year, whether it's Scrooged or they've got like a, you know, very spooky, dark, like FX had A Christmas Carol on that was like a, I don't know, it was more like a Halloween movie.
A horror?
Than it was a Christmas movie.
A horror Christmas
I don't know
Carol?
If you call it a horror Christmas Carol, but it was, you know, it was a little dark, set in the old times, right? The Muppet one, that's fine too. That's a pretty funny one.
By the way, Miracle on 34th Street, that... I'm even saying the newer one from the early 90s with the guy from The Practice. That's a great movie.
And Bad Santa. Bad Santa is probably the most recent Christmas movie that I could take it or leave it.
Yeah.
I wasn't like, you know, it was all right. It wasn't like super hilarious when I said there was some pretty funny parts. But that's probably the newest movie that would like fit into the rotation of like, oh, this is a Christmas movie that people would watch every year.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like with the music at holiday time, right? If I'm watching something, I'm not usually going to the newer stuff. I'm going to the older stuff. And I feel we do the same thing with Christmas music. The stuff that's popular is the stuff that's, you know, 20, 30 years, 40, 50 years old. I feel the same as with TV and movies around the holiday time.
Statler and Waldorf. Thank you.
Okay.
I just tweeted out a picture of them the other day. Because I was saying that was me and my friend at the Sabres game the other night. We were sitting up in the last row in the corner, just heckling everyone the entire time.
Did you say the whole game?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
I mean, why not?
Yeah.
We're here.
I fell asleep when it was 4-0.
Yeah. Nothing they can do than give you the false hope. Nothing they do better than like, hey, you know, it might come back. Might come back. No, not going to happen. Jason in Buffalo. Jason, you're on WBEN. You got a Christmas classic for us?
I'm driving and I'm listening to you guys. I'm like, what do you mean It's a Wonderful Life isn't a Christmas movie? Of course it's a Christmas movie. You guys are killing me over here. I got one that I haven't heard mentioned. Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas. You guys might be too young for that.
I don't know that one. Where would you watch that? Is that like did that come out in the movie theater? Was that on a certain channel every year?
No, that might have been HBO. It was like it was almost like an extension of you guys were talking about the Muppets. It was sort of like that. It was, if you watch it now, it might not age well, but the story is very moving for a Christmas, you know. But it was like it might have been Jim Henson. I can't remember, but it's always a classic. And It's a Wonderful Life is always a Christmas movie, not just because it's played on Christmas. It's a Christmas movie.
All right.
And Die Hard, I'm going to say, is not a Christmas movie.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll leave you with it.
All right, Jason, thank you. I think a Christmas story is great for the same reason. I think it's because I like do you like The Sandlot?
Yes.
Then I'm surprised you don't like A Christmas Story. It's the same movie. It's just a Christmas version of The Sandlot. Yeah. It's a, you know, the retrospective movie, The Sandlot, is basically the same thing, just talking about the summertime.
Yeah.
A Christmas Story is the retrospective version of Christmas.
I think it also has to do with The Sandlot. You know, I watched that a ton as a kid. I wasn't really exposed to The Christmas Story until, you know, I don't know, when TBS started playing it all the time. And maybe they always have. I didn't know of A Christmas Story until like the early 2000s. Sandlot was, I had on VHS. I mean, you know, that was a...
I've done that for as long as I can remember, Christmas Story.
Yeah, I was not hip to it until I was like in high school. So maybe that's the reason I like The Sandlot, because I don't think if I just discovered The Sandlot, I know, I'm saying this as someone who's 35, I would like it today. Another one, Brian, and I'm surprised this isn't on your list, Love Actually. It's another classic Christmas movie.
Yeah, not on my list. Yeah. We'll be back here. B. Mas and Beamer on WBEN. Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer here with you on WBEN. All right, Joe, Fredonia announced that they are cutting 13 programs in order to help save money because they are kind of in it. They're in a $17 million deficit, and they're cutting 13 programs at the university to try and deal with that and, you know, get back on financial track. Channel 7 had the story at a meeting where they say that the SUNY Fredonia leader, their president, Stephen Collison, was booed as he exited the stage talking about the 13 programs, majors, that have been cut. And I'm wondering for people, 803-0930, if you kind of think this is the right move. Is this blindsiding? And are you surprised by any of the majors that were cut? And Joe, we were kind of going through some of these programs a little bit earlier. And there's definitely a difference. I can see that. And wow, I'm surprised that's happening, right?
Yeah. As they said, you have to do this for the future. And if you're going to cut degrees, I guess you cut the ones that, you know, aren't as popular.
Well, so you're cutting programs. Here are some of the 13 programs that will be cut. I'm just going to start with the ones that I feel like everyone would kind
on
of
board.
Expect.
Yeah.
In visual arts and new media, they're cutting the art history program, the photography program, the sculpture program, and the ceramics program. So there's four of your 13 right there art history, ceramic sculpture, photography.
That makes sense to me. That makes sense as something that you would cut if things are looking bleak, Brian, and you're trying to turn ship here.
So when they made the announcement, Joe, in the Channel 7 story, they have, this is one of the quotes from the story, some in the crowd gasped at the list and delivered a big outburst. What the hell? Shouted someone in the audience. Quote, you kidding me? Now, Joe, if I had to wager a guess, I would say that some of the people outbursting in the crowd are belong to the ceramics or sculpture or art history programs because they're probably the most likely to have the free time to go to this meeting in the first place.
Their ceramics were cooking or whatever they call
it. So I can't imagine going to, and this we talk about, you know, the future of college. We talked about this a whole number of times when talking about the student loan issue. It's one of those things where, now, I don't know, what would you do if your kid said, all right, you know, I'm going to college. Okay, what are you going to major in? Like, where do you want to focus? Like, guys, pottery, like, you know, ceramics. I'm going to make plates. What would your reaction be?
Is there a non-college option?
Yes. Right, like, I feel like I would be in some way, and if this is offensive to you, I'm very sorry.
Yes.
And please call in and tell me why I'm so wrong on this.
Turn the wheel off and give us a call.
803-09. But things like that. You're talking, okay, ceramics, photography, sculpture. If you want to go on to... I need someone to explain to me why a four-year degree at a university is the way to go forward in that career path. If you want to do that for a career,
great.
Do whatever you want. Like, as long as it's not selling drugs on the corner, like, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like, that's fine. Great. Good for you. I hope you're super successful.
I like to buy some very nice ceramics.
I don't know how spending $20,000 on a four-year college education is the correct way to go forward. And wouldn't it be being in some master potter's garage?
Yes.
Watching him stomp on that thing and mold the clay. Like, wouldn't that be the way to go about that instead of sitting in lecture halls and paying for the meal plan?
Yes. This is how this is how you put it on the wheel. And then what do they call the thing you cook your ceramics in?
Oven.
I thought there was a special
Samsung.
Name. I thought there was a special name for the ceramic oven.
There probably is.
What's it? Kiln. Kiln.
A kiln.
So
thank you.
Okay.
They have one of those at Delta Sonic to make the wood fire pizzas.
That's right. Let's bring your mug over there. But I do think, there are ways, especially ceramic sculpture, there are classes that aren't college classes that probably could save you tens of thousands of dollars. Now, Brian, I am going to excuse myself from the photography portion of this because I failed photography in high school.
And
I
think, how?
Great question. I don't know. We're going to have to call the teacher.
Really?
I did.
I took 2 years of photography in high school, which, by the way, you learn some neat stuff. You learn stuff.
If developing.
You are going into any sort of photography, we didn't even do that. You're learning, you're going into a video field. You're doing anything like that. You'll learn some good stuff. As a major in college, I think you can learn the basics and then go out and learn through people who are in the field or do something like that. It might be a better, more cost-effective way for you to do things. I didn't do my final project in photography and still passed, Joe.
Yeah, I'm actually not sure how I failed. It was one of two classes in my entire time of schooling that I failed. And I'm not sure how I failed it. I mean, I'm sure I knew at the time, obviously, but I'd have to go back. My parents did keep all of my all my stuff from high school. So maybe it's on one of my report cards of why I failed.
You're going to have to dig that one out for us and just kind of take a look there. But no, these things are... Joe, it's exactly what we're talking about. If you are going to have people who are at least, you know, we're not eliminating the loan program. We're not revamping anything, even though, you know, we keep talking about, oh, we have to make college more affordable. The only thing you were ever talking about doing is just giving people money. And then, well, anyone who's going to school now, sorry. You were never talking about fixing anything. But at the very least, if people are becoming a little more aware of the money they're spending to go to college because of all the stories about college debt, and they're paying attention to it a little bit more. Like, these are the kind of things you have to do as a college to make it more cost effective for everybody. You can't have a million major programs in one college and spend the money on it if you have now people who are aware, like, oh, I'm not looking to spend $50,000 for just kind of a general degree program.
Right. I mean, and Fredonia had to, as they said in the statement at this presentation, they have to be smart or they risk their future, to quote to take the actual quote.
And Joe, I don't know. Have any colleges closed?
Yeah, a few colleges have closed. I mean, in colleges that you would know, right? We obviously know of Madai College. Kaz College over in Rochester has closed. There was one that just announced they're closing at the end of this year, of this school year, in Albany. Colleges are closing. And you know, what do? Do you just say, well, I don't want to upset the current, you know, some of the current students? Or do you do what Fredonia did? Let's look at what degrees we don't get the enrollment on. That's what this is based on. And let's cut them.
Yeah,
you have to make up $2.8 million, and guess what, Brian? People aren't going to pay more.
So here, now we move into. So we address kind of those are the easy ones to pick on. Other ones that are being eliminated: Spanish and Spanish education, which that did surprise me a little bit, Joe. French and French education did not surprise me that much. You know, French. Like, it's over. Like, they speak French in France.
And Quebec. I mean, you should want to learn French. You have season tickets to the Sabres when Montreal comes
Guess
down.
What? It never comes up. Like, it never comes up. Spanish, a little surprised. But, like, okay, so a couple of foreign language programs. Philosophy and sociology, which are, I don't know, like, if you are of the mindset you're looking to go to school for that, I'd imagine those are two fields where you're probably, like, that's not, if you're sociology or philosophy, you're probably going to get a master's degree or something. Right. Like, you're going for more than 4 years, so you're probably already looking at those other schools, a SUNY school. Like, it might make sense for a couple of SUNY schools to have these right. programs, not necessarily every single one. The ones that surprise me are the ones that, there's also industrial management, which obviously wasn't too popular. I'm not sure why. Like, I don't know. It sounds like something that seems a little tangible and useful. But anyways, several education programs. Math, middle childhood specialist in math. That's a middle school math. Early childhood education. Those ones surprise me, Joe, because all we hear about is how districts need teachers. They need teachers. They need substitute teachers. We're trying to do anything we can to attract teachers to come to our district. And that's just here in Western New York and the area where Fredonia's around. You know, forget about the rest of the country,
right,
which is seeing the same thing. Like, that part really does surprise me.
I wonder if they looked at other SUNY schools and just thought, you know, Fredonia's not bringing in the students for these educational fields like other SUNY schools. I'm sure that's what they compared. But I am surprised as well, because you hear exactly what you said, Brian. You need more people in that field.
Like, that does kind of make sense in a way, right? Like, if you are, how much do you operate as a school versus how much do you operate as the, you know, quote unquote SUNY system?
The network of schools, yeah.
Because if you are thinking along those lines, like, we're part of the SUNY network, are you going to have, between Fredonia to Buffalo to Rochester, how many competing major programs do you want to have at each of those schools? Like, how much do you want to be competing with each other to be drawing students from? Like, probably at the grand scheme of things, like, the people at the top, you know, John King and everyone else on the board would probably say, not really. Like, we have, let's take the people who are taking this program at Fredonia, and maybe we can funnel them into Buffalo State instead. Yes. And grow, and we'll have a robust program at Buffalo State, or, you know, Brockport, or UB, or, you know, any of these ones that are in within an hour and a half drive of this school. Wouldn't that make a little bit more sense?
Especially when one of these schools is struggling to stay afloat. Yeah.
Makes not just one.
No.
Right? Like, that's yeah. the problem. Like, we have a hiring freeze at Buffalo State.
Yeah.
You have Fredonia saying, all right, we're $17 million. We kind of need to make up here. You've got a lot of schools that are struggling.
For the last decade, we've heard of the issues at Erie, ECC, which is also a SUNY school. You know, it seems to be more of a problem going around, and it's just getting worse. And, you know, Fredonia will not be the first to cut degrees. You see more and more colleges closing. You're going to see colleges do this. And, you know, just, again, try to stay afloat. You got to find that money somewhere, and it's not coming from the pockets of students. Students are already tapped out.
So what – this is the counter argument to this, and I could see why some people would be upset. You go to college, you see all the stuff they spend money on. They're cutting programs. Does that have to be the first cut?
The majors?
Yeah.
I think so. I mean, that's because you are now cutting, when you cut a major, right? You are relieving staff, and that's what it comes down to. You have to cut the staff.
Right, but you've got a lot of staff working in a lot of places.
Yeah,
I mean, how, like, is that the first thing you would go off of?
No, I mean, I think of back to Madai, and I think of walking into certain offices and thinking, all these people, and we're talking not administrators, right? We're talking not professors. We're talking, I guess you'd call those administrators, right? And I walk in and go, do we need this many people for a school of 1,500 people? So that's where you would probably cut first. We don't know that Fredonia didn't cut there first.
But that's where I'd be looking for.
Yes.
Like there. The dining hall, like, do you need, it's, trust me, it's very nice to have top-end food, five different places on this one campus you can go to,
yeah,
to choose all the different food options. So much food, like, there's no way they could possibly use all of it at all. Can you cut back there?
Yeah, you could downsize other departments that aren't education departments.
The dorms are renovated every 10 years. How often do they really need to be?
Right.
Like, that is the one area of pushback. Like, where else could we, like, we have a water polo class. I'm just making that. But like that, things like that. How can we look somewhere else to make that decision instead of some of these programs?
Yeah. I mean, I think we had, what, five counselors, you know, five people that would help you with your classes for, again, and five might be on the low end, for a school of 1,500 people. Like, you walk in, this is a huge office. Like, what's going on here? Yeah, I think that's, if I was in charge, that's where I'd cut first. I mean, how many students are you in charge of? How many students are you, you know, how many students are eating at this place compared to this place, to go with the food idea? Yeah, cut it down. You know what? You have three options. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm not saying, like, it's bad to study all these different areas, but when you hear of, like, all the schools that are now offering Taylor Swift classes.
Yeah.
Right, like, and then we act shocked that the price of college is so expensive.
Yeah.
Like, who's paying for that?
What are you going to do with your Taylor Swift degree?
I don't know if it's a full degree program yet, but it might be soon.
Yeah.
Like, the way things are going.
I mean, I took a class, and it was just about fantasy football. And that was the class, to manage your fantasy football team. I took a class that was all about social media. And the whole thing was that you had to post on your, this new thing called Twitter, you had to post every day on your Twitter page for the entire semester. And maybe I'd be looking to cut those classes first.
Yeah.
Those didn't really go with my major.
Joe, I say it time and time again, I played the recorder for college credit, hot cross buns.
Is that class still college. Offered over at Brockport?
I'm not just offered, Joe, part of your requirement, general education, right? Like, that's... That's the kind of stuff that just needs, and that's not a full program, right? Like, those are just, did I need to? Now, you go to college, you get whatever degree it is, but part of college, becoming kind of like a well-rounded person. Did that help me become a well-rounded person? Joe, I'm going to say no.
I was going to say, I say no, but that's without you ever bringing the recorder in and showing what you
learned. Exactly. How many people in my class ever did that? Zero. You know what the trash can was filled of on the way out the door?
Recorders.
On the final day of class? The recorders. No, I'm just kidding. We turned them into the bookstore because the one you buy there costs like $50 for the plastic flute or whatever it is that they would charge you on. No, but the stuff like that, like the meaningless stuff, I would like to hear from somebody who has a pottery degree and tell me like why the degree was important. Are we offering just way too much? And I'm not surprised to hear like the reaction from the crowd, like the boos and like people being upset.
Yeah,
but at the end of the day, like how can you not look at what's happening, look at that list, and be understanding about it?
Yeah, I mean, again, those are people who can't take themselves out of the situation. Yeah, they're going to have to go find themselves a new school. But it makes sense. It makes sense. I'd like to see where else Fredonia's cutting. I would imagine, Brian, it's not just these degrees, that they are cutting some staff, but we'll have to take a look and see.
But like that is the people who are mad, I could understand. If you are going there with the track to be a teacher, and that's one of the programs that was cut. You want to be an elementary school teacher, a middle school math teacher. That's one of the avenues that was cut. You are on like a very clear-cut path to a profession that you know you will be able to get a job in because there's a need for it.
Yeah.
That would be, and now you're told you have to go to a totally different school. Yeah, I would definitely be upset with that.
I mean, if I was in school and they said, hey, we're cutting communications. Now, it depends. If it was my junior year and I'm already working here. Okay. But yeah, I'd be upset. I got to go find a new school now. Or completely change my path. Yeah.
That's like, or you don't. And it's a phase out thing too. So it's not like everyone's just going to be all of a sudden today they're waking up.
No. Yeah.
Going like, oh, well, class is canceled.
No,
I'm kicked out of the school.
You're still going to be able to get your degree.
You're still going to be able to finish up a lot of this stuff. But again, maybe it's for the best. If you were, you know, working on that sculpture degree.
Congratulations.
You know, yeah, like maybe it is for the best.
I mean, did you know, who's a great sculptor of our time? Did they get degrees?
That's the thing. Like, I just want to know, like, where you are going for a job that you're showing that piece of paper to.
That's tomorrow's show. That's our job. That's our homework. We're going to find someone with a sculpting degree from Fredonia and see what they're doing.
But like what workplace are you walking into with your sculpture degree where that is? Because I really cannot think.
I know what they're
doing. A sculpture museum.
Yeah. They're making the buffaloes for the new stadium. Sculpting degree.
I don't want someone with a degree.
No.
I don't want someone with a degree from Fredonia to make the Buffaloes. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, that's one job I know that's out there.
I don't want that to be your only qualification. We will be back here tomorrow. BMS and Beamer on WBEN.